Well, what is your name? Your name is Modesto Rosello.
Rosello.
We need it for the recording, that's what I'm asking. And how long have you been a deacon?
February 1977.
Wow, so quite a while. And how many parishes have you been involved with during that time?
Three.
Nice.
St. Bridget's, St. Leo the Great, St. Peter and Paul.
Nice. And what made you become a deacon? What inspired you?
No.
I'm just asking. That's all right. What is your name?
Mary.
Nice to meet you, Mary. My name is Lynn.
My wife is 66 years.
Very nice to meet you. You guys look great. I'm going to maybe take your picture after, if you don't mind.
No.
Take okay. Our picture?
Yeah, I got the camera right here. We're all ready.
That would be nice.
To answer your question, I was going to St. Bridget's. I live in Cheshire.
Mm-hmm.
56 years, Cheshire. Father Hanley was the pastor there at St. Bridget's Cheshire. He said to me, Mo, another friend of mine named Don Lowe, who also became a deacon. He says, they're going to have some deacons to give out help, to give out communion and so forth. You mind help? You mind doing it? He said, yeah. So that's how we get started. I didn't know eventually that when I signed my name to the paper, I had to go to Yale to learn all about what the diaconate was and what it was supposed to do and that type.
Right.
So that's how I get started.
Nice.
And so it's been a long time.
And what's the most memorable experience you've had in your practice?
How nice the people accepted us, especially at St. Bridget's. At that time, we did things a little bit different. The deacons did things differently then than they do today.
Right.
Yeah, so and the people would say, oh, look at those young men, they're trying to become deacons and so forth. I mean, the priests.
Right.
I really don't know. There's so many of them. I don't know exactly what you're looking for.
Well, just something that maybe touched you in your experience that kind of surprised you or, you know, touched your heart. But what about challenges? What are your hardest challenges with your deacon ministry?
My hardest challenges is the way we treat the rest of the people in the world and so forth. I mean, we throw away money so freely and nothing, you know. What's the name? What did Christ think?
He said, right.
He said, you come here to be poor so you can become rich.
Right.
Okay. So, but the people that are giving the money away don't understand that.
Yeah.
And you can't talk to them. We're going to lose our faith pretty soon eventually.
Right.
You know, right now I'm very concerned about the Muslims. I know a few Muslim people. I can trust those guys. They're not going to cut my head off.
Right.
You know, so, but I don't know what to say. I mean,
the world is changing rapidly.
We have no business doing the things that we're doing. We have no right to tell other people how to live.
What right.
We're missing all the beautiful architecture, the music, yeah. The joy that the other people have, the recipes, you know,
right.
Which we had long years ago. We don't have that anymore.
Right.
What everybody enjoys is watching that stupid TV and playing with the
right.
iPads and they go to the crazy dances and the girls. And,
yeah.
It gave us the free will to do good.
Yeah. Right. I was really surprised when we first got involved with Afghanistan that there wasn't international outrage that we were bombing all these, you know, the cradle of mankind, all these sacred places that we learned about in history classes a long time ago, and they are destroyed, you know, nobody even cares.
Well,
it's kind of amazing, really.
Another thing I ticked off about the fact that the majority of our bishops, just not lately though, but previous to that, all they worried about was getting the money from the government, and they can care less about how the church was going one way or another.
Right.
You know, and so now what do we got? We have people don't even believe in God anymore.
Yeah.
They believe in a spirit, and it's a spiritual type of...
spiritual but not religious,
not
I think
religious.
Is what
yeah.
they call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame.
Yeah.
And,
But there'll be a reach. Everything goes in circles, so it will all come back. So, especially when life gets hard, it will definitely come back. So, and hopefully you're around to help people. But thank you so much for speaking to me.
You didn't learn anything from me.
We're probably on similar paths mentally. But I would